Whose letter? Whose?
Oh, what letter did they print? What was it in regards to, you remember?
To a column somebody wrote. Oh, it was in the Sentinel, that's what I read. Sorry.
Sentinel?
Yeah. The gay paper, there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. They had us in this column as, what the heck they call us? Something.
Oh, supporting fascists or something, I don't know.
Yeah. It was absurd.
Yeah.
Is they had two columns. One says on the right, and the other says on the left.
Yeah.
1 week, they had us as fascists, I guess, on the right. And then the next week, they praised us in the column that said on the left.
Yeah. All the point of view.
The very next week.
All the point of view.
That's too much. No, that says something.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I won't keep
okay.
Thanks.
Jason, take
okay.
care.
Yeah, bye.
Don't work too hard.
Oh, you too. Mr. James?
Yeah.
This is Mike Probst. I'm an associate minister to Reverend Jim Jones.
Right.
Can I help you?
Right. Well, I was trying to get an interview with the Reverend for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, to acquaint him with the Post Street Academy and some of the types of things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I know that he already know about us.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. And the third one is to try to develop some kind of outreach program between our kids and some of the types of things that's happening over there. I think it's about time for us to try to do that kind of thing. Namely, what we were thinking of was probably some joint recreation or culture type activities during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some joint dances or something like that.
I see.
Okay. And then I went and I met with the Mission Rebels, which is next door to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About getting them to allow us to use their facilities to do some things like that.
Oh.
And so they were very happy about that idea.
Very good.
You know.
Yeah. Let's see. I forgot what I was going to ask you. Reverend Jones right now is in our agricultural mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there. Now I think he'll be there for, I hope, for a couple more weeks. He's recuperating. I don't know if you knew he had a collapse when he was...
Yeah, I read about it in the paper.
Yeah, and he's undergoing a series of tests, which he should have really had a long time ago.
Right.
And,
well, I could work just as easily with you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are the person who'll be handling community activities and community organizations.
It would probably be either myself or Lee Ingram or Johnny Brown.
Well, you know, Johnny Brown used to work for me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like that.
And Kay Henderson?
Sure.
Well, they both used to work for me.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that was when
I knew Kay did. I didn't know Johnny did, though.
Yeah, he was a street worker.
Tremendous. Right now, he's coordinating our youth over at our agricultural mission.
Well, I thought he was in Texas.
Well, he went there and then to see his, he had a sick relative, I guess. And there he got a call from the mission, boy, they called here, and they wanted some coordination. See, he had lived there for a year, about, I guess, 2.5 years ago, he was
right.
There for a year. And I'll tell you, it may be difficult to bring him home because the guy really, he loves it over there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The climate is nice, and it's just, you know, there's no racism, and it's really different. So, I'm hoping to see him, though. I want to go over there myself, and, you know, because he and I have worked as a liaison between, you know, our project there and the government, and, of course, it's mainly a black country, so he may be there for an indefinite period. But
okay, what is your name?
Mike Probst.
Yeah, I got the first name.
And the last one is Probkes.
Okay, and then also, we're interested in starting a bingo game, you know, for that type of recreation thing, for even the older people, because I like my grandmother loved to do that.
Yeah.
So these are the types of things that I wanted to discuss, and it seems as though I can get the Mission Rebels to participate if I get your organization to participate, and then I get out of Hamilton and Booker T, then we may have something for everyone going this summer.
Yeah, that'd be great. And, you know, we'd like very much to participate. What is happening here now is that we're trying to arrange for, like, a summer vacation, you know, for our kids and some of our seniors. In our mission, and the ones who don't, you know, already have jobs that they had, you know, in previous summers, ongoing jobs, will probably all go if arrangements can be made. But right now, it's not for sure. But it's something that everybody's looking forward to because the place is being built up, and you know, we sent a lot of kids over there that have really had some troubles here. That you know, came in off the streets, and it was just difficult to do anything with them. And there, it's been a whole, you know, completely new experience. Just, you know, turn them around. Where now they got their own work crews, and you know, like some of them will manage our part of our livestock project, where we have chickens and cattle, and we have a big piggery, and also a lot of crops that we're growing. And John's coordinating a lot of that, and we're putting in a park and stuff on our property. It's in the middle of a jungle region there,
right?
In Guyana, and but we'll know more probably well, within a short period. I'm not in on the coordination of, you know, who's going, who's not, but in any case, and it may not be for, you know, the whole summer, but. So, you know, we'd like to be in touch with you anyway.
Okay, could I have your telephone number?
Sure. It's 922-6418.
6418?
Right, or if that's busy, 931-9107.
Okay, now, the impact that we're having
right.
on people's lives.
That's right.
You know, and I think that it's really wrong that that we have a touch base, our coordinated services, and we right in the same neighborhood.
Right. Well, have you ever, do you know Yvonne Golden?
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, she's, we got some kids in her school and stuff, but there's a lot of other kids, too. I don't know if, you know, you've worked much with her or anything, but she seems to be, you know, doing good work. At least she's giving them an alternative, you know, to what they get in the regular school system. And I know she's a fighter, which we appreciate, because, these times you really got to fight to get what you want. I mean, get what you need.
Yeah, to get what you need.
That's what I mean.
Because no matter how hard you fight, sometimes you just don't end up with what you want.
Yeah, well, we had a victory just today, you know, because there's all that discrimination. The police department, not of all, I don't know, hundreds of sergeants, only about two of them were minority. And so, you know, we sent a lot of people into the courtroom, you know, because the white officers tried to block getting the minority appointments, and but the judge today went in favor of the appointments. And so 22 blacks minorities are going to get appointed to sergeant, which is good. And that's only the beginning. Then they're going to try to go for lieutenants and captains and so forth.
That sure is a big victory.
Yeah, it really is. But I'll tell you one thing: if that judge hadn't seen a lot of black faces in the courtroom, I bet the decision would have gone the other way.
Oh, you know it.
So that's why we got to. You know, you got to be in there every step of the way.
Okay, then. So I will stay in contact with you. And if you don't hear from me, please call me again.
Okay, Mr. J.
Okay, please. I've been
in what?
Pardon?
In reference to what?
Well, I've been around San Francisco a long time. I was born and raised here. And I'm interested in your magazine. I've read it here and there. And I just recently found out that one of your reporters seems to be doing a lot of... talking, and it's about a situation that I happen to know a little bit about. I understand he's saying a bunch of negative things about this People's Temple group, and I know for
let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Okay? We've been inundated with calls on this. The guy is not our reporter, all right? He is a reporter. He's a freelancer. We have not committed to do any article. We have not signed anything. We have not committed ourselves either way. It wasn't even an assignment that we've given him. Okay?
Honestly, well, if he's going to be doing anything, he at least ought to go and talk to somebody who knows a little something about the group because one of my friends, Sons, was taken off of drugs and rehabilitated by this group.
We know that
you know, they do a lot of good work.
Yeah, well, we know that. You know, and like I said, we've been inundated with calls.
I see.
By people. They seem to, somebody's trying to slander us. They're going around saying, you know, that we're the ones that, you know, we're doing a story degrading the Reverend and the group and the temple, and that's absolutely untrue.
Well, this particular person that I heard the thing from was talking to the reporter, so you better check it out a little more closely.
So we have nothing to do with it. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm trying to convey to you.
Well, he's using your name, so you better check it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
What is it you wanted to know?
I want to know about the availability of housing, just like the housing that's in the International Hotel for people to be moved in San Francisco.
Okay. Well, doesn't Scott have an assistant?
No. I mean, they referred us to Reverend Jones.
Okay. Let me get you. I know if I can just get his number. It'd be the attorney for the hotel. Is that all right?
No, I know. I've spoken to them.
Gil Graham?
An official statement for the housing department.
Oh, I see.
So I need to speak to somebody in the housing department.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here. How soon do you have to have it?
Now.
Right now.
2 hours ago. It's 8 o'clock here in New York.
Yeah, at night?
Yeah.
What's your deadline, I mean?
It's tonight. I have to get it done tonight.
I see. Okay. Why don't you, it would be easiest if I have someone call you, and I'll do it right now.
And
just give me your number.
212-581-7777. Extension 6350
mm-hmm.
or 6641.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they can call through operator 6 or collect?
Well, they can call collect.
Okay, and ask for?
Kerry Smith, K-E-R-R-Y,
uh-huh.
Smith.
Okay, I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Is Tony there?
No, he is. Could he take a message?
Do you know where he can be reached?
Who's calling, please?
Mike Prokes.
Who?
Mike Prokes. I'm associate to Reverend Jim Jones.
He is in Albuquerque.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, he may be calling tonight. We had one death in the...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
In our church, so he may be coming back early, too. Is there anything that you want me to tell him, or...?
No, it's just, some New York news program is calling, and, since Reverend Jones is...
Hello?
Mrs. Jackson?
Yes.
This is Mike Prokes at People's Temple.
Yes.
I'm an associate to, Reverend Jones.
Sure.
He asked me if I would, call you. This, man who called you asking all these questions has been doing it with other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go in and, you know, explain exactly what he's done with some of these interviews to his boss, and we were wondering if you'd be so kind. I don't think it will happen, but we were just going to mention it as one of the examples that he said that if you didn't answer his questions, that he would, as I understood it, he said words to the effect that he would bother you until you gave him the information.
Yeah.
And we were going to tell him that and say, Mrs. Jackson, will confirm this. I don't think he'll check it out. I'm sure he'll take our word for it, because we will have an attorney there. But in case he does, would you be willing to confirm that?
Oh, yeah, I would. But just like I told him, we didn't have anything to say about them, and we don't want to be dragged into anything like that. And we told him that his name was Marshall or something.
Yeah, it's the same one.
And
he's going around, he's badgering other people, too. And, we were just going to use your example as one of many. That's why I don't think they'd be calling. But just in case they happen to, we wanted to, let you know. Or first, check with you to be sure it'd be okay.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do anything without, asking you first.
Yeah, letting us know about it, Because, like I said, I wasn't bothered about him coming back here again, because what my husband told him, I came to repeat it in a sense. And my sister happened to be here, too, and she's very outspoken, and she, told him something, and my husband told him if he printed anything, about what he said, because they print lies,
Yes,
and they'll print a lie in the paper and say he said this, that, or the other, and
sure.
He said that he was suing,
Right, right.
And,
Did I get that essentially right, though, as far as what he said about, how did he say it, that if he didn't answer his questions or give him information, that he would continue calling?
Yeah, he said he would call and try it again, and if we decided to tell him more or tell him anything, to let him know, and he wanted to know who else we knew that used to go to the church that had left, and... just all kind of things, and why did we leave, and and he called Jim, and my husband said, well, he must be a damn good nut, anytime he'd have that many buses and doing all he's doing, he ain't that big a nut, some kind of way, my husband.
Yeah, the main thing, we're just trying to get him to stop bothering people, because he's told others, similar things, like, that he would keep calling if they didn't answer his questions until he got the information.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understood, that was basically what he said to you.
Yeah, that's basically what he said, but just like my husband and I say, we just didn't want to really get involved, because these people
have
been printing all kind of stuff, and this is why I called and was going to, just... tell Jim about it, or tell somebody.
Well, we appreciate that.
About it,
Because others called, too, and
and
they, were upset as well. And, I just wanted to, let you know that on the chance that, the man who we're going to see does want to confirm just one of these calls, and he asks, to call you, it probably won't, but if he does, you could just say that, he confirmed that he did say if he didn't answer his questions or give him the information that he would keep bothering him until he got what he was looking for.
But he's not going to get anything. That's the problem.
Right. The fact that he made that statement, though, shows that, he is harassing people. And, people don't want to be bothered like that.
No, they really don't, because, like I say, what could I say about Jim anyway,
Sure.
He didn't have any business, and I don't know who sent him here. I don't know, just somebody that used to go there and doesn't go there anymore or something. Like I say, he didn't stay here too long because we didn't want to be bothered.
Well, that's no problem. We just want to see that, we think that if, his superior is aware of what he's doing, that he, he won't do it. Because, see, he's saying that he's working for the Chronicle or something when he's not. The story that he says he's writing isn't even for the Chronicle. Chronicle isn't... we found out through the editor that they're not doing a story on us, and they won't accept his. And it's not right for him to say he's with the Chronicle.
Yeah, I don't even know whether he said the Chronicle or the Examiner.
Yeah.
Because I don't know whether Marshall is his first name or last name.
I see.
I don't even know, because we wasn't interested in... And he's not going to come back here, because he haven't even called anymore or been back here or anything. Right. He could see what type of people we were. We were fools, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not even bothered about him. I just don't want to be bugged by him, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, you know, let you know, so you wouldn't be surprised on the chance that it did happen. I don't think it will, but it, you know.
No, but just, you know,
just in case.
Just in case, whatever, you know, because those newspaper men, I don't trust them, because I know how they do with the news and everything else. They exploit it. They, you know, write all kind of stuff, you know, and they write lies, you know. And I just didn't want to be a part of it.
Well, that's basically what, you know, what you could say if this man that we talked to, you know, calls or something. You could just say, well, he has questions, and I decided not to answer anymore, and he said, well, he'd keep bothering until, you know, he got the information.
That's right.
And that's all you'd have to say.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, that's sweet of you, and, you know, if it does happen, it will be helpful. But I think they'll take the attorney's word, because naturally we're not going to be saying anything that isn't true.
Yeah,
and
right.
So I don't think he'll be following up on it.
No, I don't think
but,
he will.
You know, I'd just thought it'd be right to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you wouldn't be surprised if something did happen.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you did. Like I say, you know, I always do that, you know, because I don't...
Did Don get to see you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
tell him hello.
I sure will. All right, then. Well, it was nice talking with you, and give him my love.
I will do that.
Sure.
He's still in the mission, but...
I know.
I talk to him periodically. We have a radio hookup.
Oh, yeah.
I will do that.
Oh, that's good. He's a lovely, lovely person.
And Marcy, too, speaks very highly of you. She did to me. She said she talked to you before.
Yes, Marcy did talk to me. You know. Like I say, I'm not there, but I'm always there in heart. They know that.
That's what she said.
Nobody says nothing about Jim to me.
Well, that's sweet.
You know, because I always let them know, you know, when anybody say anything about him. I always like for them to be aware of what people might, not that they can't do anything, but I just like for him to know, you know.
It's a matter of principle. I mean, we have a good reputation to uphold.
Right.
People try to
pull it down, you know.
Just to make a name for themselves.
Right. And people have gone to any extent to make a name for themselves.
Isn't it the truth?
To make Jim look small.
Right.
And I know this, and I just thought I would pass it on. I did it as soon as he left here. You know, I called the owner.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
So,
thank you for that.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Okay.
And it's fine with me.
Okay, then I'll thank Don for, you know, calling with the number, because I...
Right. Yeah, because my number wasn't listed, you know.
Right.
So that'll be fine.
Okay, thanks again.
And have a good night.
You too, man.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. About nothing, if the people wouldn't tell him that shit, you know, it's a huge expression.
No, it's okay.
But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking, and I'm sure that this thing will be alleviated, because we're going to be talking with his superior. I'm sure it'll be, the way it sounded already when the meeting was set up, that, you know, he was really concerned that one of his employees was doing this sort of thing. I mean, in the manner that he did.
Yeah, and the thing about it, they will reprimand him whether you know it or not, you know, because they aren't going to let you know what they do to him.
Yeah, right.
And things like that. But
right.
But this is their job, to reprimand him or let him go or something like that. You might not ever find out, but that's what they're going to do, because they don't want their paper or anything else
to look bad before us. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody will have any trouble out of him anymore since me and others spoke up about it.
And
that's all I wanted him to be aware of. People don't want to be bothered with that.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you again, Marie. And
you're really welcome. And anytime they ask me anything or whatever, I've always let them know about it, you know. I told him about another reporter about 2 or 3 years ago, you know. And I always tell him these things. I just tell him so he can be aware and know what to tell his congregation when he's talking to them, and tell them to keep the damn mouth closed. You know, this is why I do that.
Right.
Is to tell them if they're either in there or they're not. And if they're in there and they take out information and all this kind of shit, just stay out of there. Something, you know.
Right.
That's why I'd be letting him know it.
Well, we appreciate that more than we can say.
Yeah, well, I know you do, and I'm glad to do that. But like I say, my husband, he just... You know, because people can really get you in involved in a lot of stuff, and,
yeah.
and you might not know how to get out of it, you know. And I just wouldn't want my name all dragged in the paper and all this.
No, it won't be. I'll guarantee that. I'll guarantee that.
You know, but I don't care about the man himself,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll guarantee that there's nothing going to happen like that.
Yeah, but if it's anything else I can do or whatever,
okay.
you know, I'll always be...
Well, happy. Like I said, I doubt that, you know, anything will be followed up on. But
right,
if, but
right.
if it is, you can just, you know, say what happened.
Oh, yeah, well, I will. You know, just like I say, I'll say it. But like I said, I just want to... being very low-keyed on it.
Really, the only thing that has to be said is what, you know, what you told us, that he said he'd bother until he got the information.
That's all, and I will tell them that.
And say, you know, you really, you just say after that, I really don't want to say more about it. I'm tired of being, you know, talked
right,
to.
Right, I don't want to see him anymore.
So that's all I want to say about it.
That's all, and that's all I'll tell them, you know.
That's good.
So I'll tell them.
Okay,
that.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
Sure, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for giving me a call back. I was calling, there's a young lady I met, 24 years old, her name is Pam Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she's come out of, you know, fucked up childhood, near abandonment by family into drugs and hooking. Was in Delancey Street, got cleaned up, went down to L.A., got involved with the Moonies down there last fall.
The Moonies?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just briefly, but that coupled with, I think, you know, a whole bunch of other things in her life, you know, kind of flipped her out for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's religious in the way that the People's Temple is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a really nice lady, and I told her that she ought to take a look at People's Temple as something to, you know, get involved with, and, you know, cause what you guys are doing are the kinds of things she's interested in. She's also an incredible singer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, got a really nice voice, kind of a Janis Joplin, voice.
Okay.
And she's sweet and she's troubled.
Where does she live?
Well, she's living in Marin now.
Marin.
I gave her your card.
Mm-hmm.
She'd given me and told her, you know, to get in touch with you. I don't know whether she's going to, but if she does,
you just want me to be aware of the situation.
Yeah.
Did she live alone?
Yeah, she's she gets like money from the state, one of these, you know, conservatorship things, where somebody is kind of, you know, doling out money to her that the state provides for, I think, being flipped out. But I just see a lot of good and worth in her.
Sure.
And you know, I think if she has something to latch on to, that'll, you know, help her keep up her own strength. Where the Moonies just, you know, freaked her out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, well, good. I hope she calls.
I hope she does, too. She'll probably be getting in touch with me in the next couple of days, and I'll
tell her you had a chat.
Yeah.
Okay. How are things with you?
Pretty good.
What are you up to now that your book is out?
Well, I'm job hunting. I've talked to the examiner, but I don't think there's much going on there. I burned my bridge at the Chronicle. The Sacramento Bee is a possibility at some point, maybe. The Oakland Trip is a possibility, and if it gets sold to the right person.
Yeah, sure.
That's going on at the moment.
You want to stay in the area, Northern California?
Yeah, I really would like to.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, this is where my roots are for a whole bunch of years,
yeah.
And a lot of friends. Good feelings.
Yeah. Well, good.
I'd like to sit down and talk with you and Jim one of these days. Just to, you know, sit down and shoot the bull.
Sure.
See what's been happening. I haven't had a chance to get that book by for him.
Well, when you can.
I've been running a little short on coffee, so that's my problem. I've discovered that more most of my friends can't afford the book.
What is it, $11?
$14.95.
Gosh. That's quite a price. Is it being promoted at all?
Oh, a certain amount. When it didn't take off like a skyrocket, I think the publisher, they spent about several thousand bucks on one ad that ran in the New York Times, half-page ad in the New York Times, book section, LA Times, book section, and the Chronicle. So that was a fair investment. I haven't talked to anybody back during the last couple of weeks to find out, you know, what, if anything, that did.
Let's see what I'm saying. What about, have you done any interviews or anything?
Yeah, I've done a bunch of those. Here and in L.A., and my co-author has done some on the East Coast. And, again, you know, I don't know any direct sales results, but they tell me that it sold around 10,000 copies at last count, which is quite respectable. But not making Alex Haley shake his boots.
Yeah. I was thinking, if you want, we've been publishing our paper regularly. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
The Louisville, yeah.
People's Forum.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But it goes all over the place.
I know.
And, you know, we could put something in there about it.
Oh, that'd be really nice.
Yeah. In fact, if you want to, well, I mean, we could do it, or if you want to write something up.
No, that would be.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't say who did it, though.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have somebody else write it anyway. But after you read it, you know, let me get a book buying. I'd sure like to
okay.
Can
you hold just 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Yeah, let me call you right back, okay? Thanks. Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
In fact, I'm coming into the city, and maybe what I'll do is just stop by. I mean, there's always somebody there, right?
Yeah, and just tell them to get to the receptionist.
Yeah, and I'll put it in an envelope addressed to you and Jim.
Okay.
And I'll put in, you know, a little hello in there to Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that should be there this afternoon.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, Paul.
See you later.
Folks?
Yes, it is.
How do you pronounce it? I'm sorry.
It's P-R-O-K-E-S.
I got
Prokes.
It. And I've got it right. This is Guy Wright at the San Francisco Examiner.
How are you?
Folks. How are you today?
Fine.
You getting wet?
Yeah, I did.
listen, somebody was telling me that Jim Jones is sick, collapsed in South America, is what I wrote down on a note here. Do you know him?
Who told you that? Oh, I'm not supposed to ask you that.
Well, no, it's just some woman who called up and had been trying to get in touch with him or something.
I see. The Chronicle did a story, it must have been 3 or 4 weeks ago, when he was, you know, he chose the housing authority.
Yeah.
And that's when he collapsed. And the doctors, and you know, it was purely from exhaustion.
Uh-huh.
And the doctors insisted that he get some rest because besides being chairman of the housing authority, he heads the program here, which is 24 hours, 7 days a week. And it's just a lot of pressure. And they insisted that he get away, which he's never taken a vacation in the 25 years since he started. And so we got him a plane ticket and sent him to, insisted that he go to our agricultural mission where he's been recuperating. He'd gone through a series of tests that he actually should have taken long ago. But so far, you know, that's all that they found wrong. And see, Mr. Wright, he gets 2 hours sleep a night, if you can believe it. And that's what led up to it. Just
yeah,
all the
you can't do that for too long a stretch.
And
you?
No, and he was doing it for quite a long time. And here, like I said, we're taking in drug addicts and people off the street who are off into drugs and crime and so forth, and trying to rehabilitate them. And he's personally involved in those types of things, and plus a myriad of other problems that we face, and just trying to give less advantaged people an opportunity. And finally, it caught up with him. So I'm hoping that we're hoping he'll stay a while longer, but I don't know if we'll be successful.
Okay. Well, then it isn't as bad as this woman got the impression.
No.
She got the impression he was down in South America and had a heart attack.
No.
And he was stranded or, some such thing as this. So,
there may have been some heart problems. He didn't have a heart attack, but In fact, he's active now. He's busy now. But it's just that, you know, he's not under the pressure that he was here. Mm-hmm. But we have quite a project over there that we have several thousand acres where we're growing a variety of crops.
Where is this?
It's in Guyana, South America.
Oh, yeah.
And we sent some of our members who live there, and they're growing food and shipping it to critical hunger regions. And we've had an unexpected success with it in that some of the problem cases we've taken in here, kids that just incorrigible, that needed to really get out of the urban environment, we've sent over there. And two kids, one was a child molester and another was a kleptomaniac. No problem with them now. And in fact, they're managing their own work crews. And they're just, you know, two examples of many. Yeah, and it's amazing what that change of environment has done. And we're very encouraged by it, and we'll probably be sending more of our young people. And some of our seniors now want to retire there.
I'd like to do a story about that.
Oh, really?
Get some material together. Yeah, that's that's a new kind of a new approach. Well, not really a new, but it's a rather dramatic version of, change the environment, you change the person.
Right. When he comes back, would you like me to...
I sure would.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that this isn't the way I thought it was then, and so you do expect that he'll be picking up and getting...
Yes. Off the record, I don't know if he'll stay on the Housing Authority. That hasn't been decided, See, he was first offered the Human Rights Commission, which he turned down because of his schedule, and then they wanted him to take a post, and so he cut back on his speaking schedule, which helped raise some money for our programs, and it kept him closer to home when he cut back on that, so he did take the Housing Authority, but I think it may be just too much.
Yeah.
It's not for sure yet what he's going to do, but, it's off the record right now, if you would.
Yeah, all right, I won't say.
Because he may stay on it. I think he wants to discuss it with some others.
I think he ought to, under the circumstances, maybe he ought to get out, because I think there may be some problems developing in the Housing Authority.
Oh, is that right?
And there won't be anything that, it's stuff that precedes his tenure there, certainly, but he'd be the guy who'd be getting in the next.
I know that he's exposed even some of his fellow commissioners for traveling, first class and wasting money, which doesn't endear him. He's not much of a compromiser. When he sees something wrong, he'll say it, and it makes it difficult sometimes to work, together. But it was really a waste of the money. But I don't suppose that's what you're referring to.
No. I don't know whether this will ever develop or not, but it's a thankless job in the first place. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's unbelievable the calls he gets from tenants wanting to meet with him, and he'll do that, and it's very exhausting.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm glad that the story I had is not true. When he comes back, I really would like to talk to him about this program you got, because that sounds like it'd make a really good upbeat feature that we're short on these days.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Set it up.
There's a Connie Kang around.
Oh, let me try to be up.